The concept is that the Illinois State Historical Society came up with the concept of placing this iconic Lincoln photograph taken in 1860 in every county in the state of Illinois. It's a bicentennial project. So they put out a call for sponsors who would help finance these photographs. My association is the Illinois Judges Association. We volunteered and we reached out to some other groups to join us, and we were so pleased that our foundation, the Judges Foundation, joined, the Illinois State Bar Association joined, and their foundation, the Illinois Bar Foundation, joined. So we're responsible for most of the portraits going into the counties. There were some other private benefactors that also in their counties wanted to be the sponsors, and that's fine. It was about 30% of the counties. Our hats are off to them that they've stepped forward and joined. It was on May 3rd, 1860, that the Republican Party at its convention in Chicago nominated Abraham Lincoln for President of the United States. They had a campaign committee, and the campaign committee asked the candidates to bring photographs with them. Abraham Lincoln did, and the campaign committee took a look at the photographs he brought, what they were going to use them for, and this was the first time that photographs were ever used in a campaign. They're going to be used for buttons and for posters and for flyers and, most importantly, for newspapers. The problem was, at least in the committee's view, that the photographs that Lincoln had brought of himself weren't quite to the standards that they wanted to use nationally. His hair was tousled and disheveled, and they wanted something sharper. So they hired famed photographer Alexander Hessler, who was a photographer in Chicago, to take photographs that would be suitable for a campaign. That photography session was held a month later on June 3rd, and out of that session came the photograph that you and I can see right now. And as it would turn out, this photograph is thought to be the iconic picture of Abraham Lincoln before he was sworn in as president. Even Lincoln himself said this was the favorite photograph of himself. At the time when he looked at it, he says, "Why, this expresses me better than anything I've ever seen. If it pleases the people, it pleases me."